awaited guest who is about to arrive. Person is excited, he is happy that this guest he is waiting for so long is now about to arrive. So as the time gets closer, the days get closer, then you find that the excitement also is supposed to be increasing in the heart. The desire, the longing, the enthusiasm is supposed to be increasing in the heart. As a mu'min and a believer, a person should be waiting for the month of Ramadan. Waiting for the month of Ramadan so that he can get the barakat and the blessings and the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special gifts and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one can get in the month of Ramadan, because the month of Ramadan is a month of great opportunities. This is a month wherein a person can boost the batteries of his iman. It is the month wherein he can connect himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a month wherein he draws from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he prepares himself for the akhirat and the year after. Some ulama mentioned that if it was said to the dead people in the grave that make one wish, then the wish they would make was they wanted to see one day of Ramadan. Because now they have already reached the grave and they understand what is the value of amal and good deeds. They understand how worthless this world is and how insignificant this world is, the world which we chase after, which we fight for. It is something so worthless and so insignificant, and it is amal and good deeds that is actually the salvation and the success of a person. So as a mu'min and as a believer, as the days get closer, we should also be increasing our enthusiasm towards this month. In fact, the pious people of the past, Sahaba and Tabi'in, already from the month of Shaban, they were already closely attached to the Quran Sharif. So how are you supposed to be reciting Quran in the month of Ramadan? So from Shaban already, they've got the Qurans in their hands and they're reciting Quran Sharif because they understand that now we are approaching the month of Ramadan, and in the month of Ramadan, we have to make a lot of tilawat of the Quran. We have to read a lot of Quran Sharif. So already from Shaban, they started training themselves and disciplining themselves. So you're already in the rhythm, you're already in the mood of reciting. So now you're just going to continue and increase and increase. But if you're only going to start when the month of Ramadan commences, then it's still going to take your time before you get into the mood of reading, before you get into the rhythm of reading. So you have to already start training yourself from before to say, now the month of Ramadan is here, it is on our doorstep, Shahrun Mubarak, Shahrun Azim, a month of barakah, blessings, a great month, an auspicious month, Shahrun Fihi Laylatun, Khairun Min Alfi Shahr, a month wherein there is a night better than 1,000 months. So this is the month now that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with this month, then we have to take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan cannot just be a month wherein we adjust our meal times. If you're just adjusting your meal times and you may be eating a bit earlier in the morning and then you're eating a bit later in the evening and then you're eating off, then that's not really, you're not going to get much benefit. You have to strive in this month and you're going to have to work hard to get maximum benefit. You're going to have to work hard, you're going to have to put strain on yourself, strain on your nafs, and you're going to have to exert yourself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this manner, you will get the maximum benefit of the month of Ramadan. Our ulama explained that in the month of Ramadan, from the time a person wakes up for suhoor, he must wake up a little bit earlier, 15 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier, whatever he can manage, and he should read a few rakats of tahajjud namaz. Because a person is waking up for sehri, normally most people don't have that opportunity to wake up for tahajjud. Now you are waking up at that time, all it means is that you wake up a few minutes earlier. Make up a few minutes earlier, you make your wudu, you read a few rakats, or if you want to first partake of suhoor, then you read a few rakats, So this is the tahajjud namaz, which is a very great namaz in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the practice of the pious people who came previously. They were very, very particular of reading tahajjud. You'll find some pious people from the time they came of age till the time they passed away, they never missed one tahajjud also. That's how much of importance they attached to it, because they knew that this is a mubarak and a blessed time. It's a time wherein you can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can fulfill your needs. There is a time wherein your needs are being fulfilled, wherein your du'as are being answered. So it is a time that pious people were very particular about, but especially in the month of Ramadan, by reading a few rakats of tahajjud namaz, we are spiritually preparing ourselves for that day. So you know now, you read that few rakats, inshallah you are ready to receive the spiritual bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spiritual gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Partaking of the sehri is also a sunnat, and a person, even if he doesn't really have any desire to eat, then just he has some khajur or he drinks some water, then this will also be counted as partaking of the suhoor, and he will be fulfilling a sunnat, and this is also a means of barakah and blessings. So you already start from that time. Now remember, in the month of Ramadan, just as it is farz to fast, then in Ramadan and out of Ramadan, it's also farz to read namaz. So when we are fasting, then we have to also perform our salah. Maybe throughout the year, we are a bit negligent. Maybe a person sometimes, he misses some namazes, or he's not reading all the namazes in the masjid. Now make it a point of reading all our farz namazes in the masjid. So a person is in the masjid, he's coming early, and he is inculcating this quality of performing salah. And there are many people, just by doing this, they became namazis. Ask them, how you became a namazi? How you started reading namaz? Person says, one Ramadan came. Remember, the shaitans are locked up. The rebellious shayateen are locked up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special rahmat now is descending. The doors of Jannah are open. The doors of Jahannam are closed. This is the time now to move forward. This is the time to progress. To now get our ibadat right now. Get our relationship right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a lot of people, they started namaz in the month of Ramadan. One Ramadan came, they made that intention, we're going to read all our salah with jamaat in the masjid. And alhamdulillah, after that, they continued in this manner. And remember, the month of Ramadan is such, any good that you start in the month of Ramadan, then the blessings continue. The blessings and barakat continues. The goodness continues. If this one month, we can carry it out correctly, properly, in the manner we have to carry it out, and in the manner we have to pass it, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the other 11 months also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us tawfiq to continue doing those good deeds. So that salah is very important. And remember, the taraweeh salah, this is something that is exclusive to the month of Ramadan. Any other month of the year, you come to the masjid, you want to perform taraweeh salah, there's no taraweeh salah. There's two sunnats in the taraweeh. One is that the 20 rakats, remember, 20 rakats is sunnat muakkada. So wherever you are, unfortunately, some places in the world now, they've cut it down to 8 and 10. But this is goes against the unanimous opinion of the ummah from the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So wherever you are, even if you somewhere where they're reading 8 or 10, you will have to read the balance 10. If you are there and if you're not a musafir, or you're not in constraints for time, one is a person is on a journey or something, it may be different. So you will have to read the 10, because the 20 rakats. So 20 rakats, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us 40 opportunities to get closer to Him. Because in 20 rakats, there's 40 sajdas. And in each sajda, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest a person can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's in sajda. So 20 rakats, 40 sajdas, 40 more opportunities to get the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure every night we are here for the taraweeh salah. We are early, we are trying to get the first saf. We are trying to be here from the beginning. We are remaining for the entire duration. We're listening to the Quran with the love of the Quran. We're listening to the Quran with respect in our hearts. And we're listening to the Quran that this is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity. There's so many places in the world you'll find where either the Taraweeh is not performed, sometimes 8 rakats are performed, many places khatam is not made. So here we've got the opportunity of listening to the entire Quran Sharif. In those days you find a lot of places you only were reading Alam Tara Taraweeh. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with an abundance of hufaz, with people who can recite the Quran Sharif very well, that they can read with tajweed. So we have to now take full benefit of this. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It mustn't be that for the first 2-3 nights the masjid is full and then after that people start disappearing. No, we have to be here for the whole 29 or 30 days. We have to take maximum benefit every moment, every second. Let's relish it. It mustn't be that when we pass away, then we have regrets in our hearts. That why we did not take maximum benefit. Why we did not take so much of sawab. When we see the rewards of the pious people, that what rewards they are carrying, what rewards they have taken with them. It mustn't be that we are deprived, that we are left behind. We don't want to be lagging behind while others are going forward. Some pious people, they were pious people till recently. I've met people also who read one Quran Sharif, make khatam of one Quran in the day and khatam of one Quran in the night. So you can imagine, whole day the person is reading 8-10 hours is reading Quran whole day. Then again, whole night is reading Quran Sharif. Then you get people who make one khatam every day. Then you get people who are reading 15 paras every day. So where do we stand? What is our position? How much are we reading? How much of time are we dedicating to the Quran? Remember, the month of Ramadan has got a special link with the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is the month wherein the Quran was revealed and the revelation of the Quran had commenced in the month of Ramadan. So this month we need to read a lot of Quran Sharif. If for some reason a person cannot read Quran Sharif, then he can listen to Quran Sharif. He can get a hafiz to read to him. Or for that matter, whatever he knows, he can read. Who doesn't know Surah Fatiha? He can read Surah Fatiha 100 times, 200 times. Who doesn't know Surah Ikhlas? He can read that couple 100 times. But people know Surah Falak, they know Surah Nas, they know Yasin. Whatever Quran we know, let us recite the Quran. The more Quran Sharif we read, the more we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more our levels go higher, and the more we draw the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need in our lives now, we need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is a month of zikr. It is a month wherein we must make a lot of zikr, lot of la ilaha illallah, lot of astaghfirullah. Person now, if he just counts now from the time he leaves the masjid till he gets to his home or till he gets to his workplace, if he just reads la ilaha illallah, comfortably he'll finish 100, 200, comfortably. So every namaz you're coming, you're reading la ilaha illallah, you're making istighfar. This is not a month for us to be wasting our time. Leave the phone one side, leave the social media one side, leave all these gadgets one side. This is a month now to dedicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a month now wherein we have to feed our souls. Our biggest problem is that we have fed our bodies very well, but our souls and our ruhs are starving. Because our ruhs are starving, that is why all the spiritual problems. That is why people got depression, and people got anxiety, and people got... Because why? The ruh is starving. The ruh has got no nutrition. We're not giving the ruh the nutrition it requires. What is the nutrition of the ruh? The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing it correctly. So this is the month now for us to feed our souls. Ramadan is a month of dua. We need to make a lot of dua. A fasting person, his duas are accepted. At the time of iftar, duas are accepted. Make a lot of dua. Already start planning in our minds now, thinking every single thing we need to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the smallest need you got, don't ever put your reliance on your own self. That is where many of us make mistakes. We feel to ourselves, we can do things, we can achieve things. No, you cannot do anything, you cannot achieve anything. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah's help is with you, you will achieve it, you will get it. So the month of Ramadan, it's a month of dua. Spend a lot of time in making dua. If you're feeling weak, you're feeling lazy, you cannot raise your hands, you cannot move your lips, you cannot move your tongue, make dua in your heart. Close your eyes, make dua in your heart. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meditate in a state of meditation. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for yourself, make dua for your children, make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the best gifts we can give to our children is the gift of dua. We're not going to be here all the time. There's a time and we will have to leave. We will have to be gone from the dunya. What happens to them? We make a lot of dua. Inshallah, that dua will carry them through the different challenges of life. That dua will carry them to the different phases of life. It is the duas of people that came before us, our parents, our grandparents, that is carrying us. You know, the pious people, how much of dua they should make. Even the hakims of the past, they say they were very successful because of the amount of dua they made. They made a lot of dua. Person is traveling from one point to another point. His father, his mother, his granny, they're on the musalla. They're making dua. Allah Ta'ala, bring that man safely. And now he's coming safely. He doesn't know the amount of dua that went in that journey in him coming. Person is gone to hospital. He's gone for a procedure. People are on the musalla. People are making dua. They're crying to Allah. We need more people to cry. We need more people to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More tears, more duas, more crying, more Allah's rahmat comes. Then Allah sends favorable conditions. Then Allah Ta'ala is pushing away calamities. Then Allah Ta'ala is warding off sicknesses. Now you're thinking, where all the sickness? No. The problem is, we are the problem. We are not making enough dua. We're not crying enough. We're not begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Ramadan is a month of dua. The month of Ramadan is a month of sabr. Don't lose your cool. Don't lose your anger. Many people, when they're fasting, they start losing their cool. They start losing their anger. They start swearing. You're going to destroy your rewards. You're going to destroy the barakat and blessings of your roza. Sabr. You need to be very, very patient. Sabr of the stomach is to remain hunger. Sabr of the tongue is to remain silent. Now you don't have anything good to say, keep quiet. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw yasmut. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you bring iman in Allah in the last day, then say something good or keep quiet. If you don't have anything good to say, you rather keep quiet, because you're going to say something wrong, you're going to say something incorrect, and maybe you're going to backbite about someone, you're going to slander someone, so you rather keep quiet. So the sabr of the tongue is to remain silent. The sabr of the eyes is to restrain the eyes. Do not look in the wrong direction. Do not look at anything wrong on any screen, whether it be your phone, whoever it is. Now you have to put, this is the month of Ramadan. It is the month of sabr. Sabr has got great rewards. Sabr, the rewards are unlimited, unlimited rewards for the person that has got sabr. Ramadan is also a month of sharing. Remember, unfortunately, as time goes, then the selfish type of attitude is coming in our lives, where we only worry about our own selves. We only worry about our family. You don't worry about anyone else. But Ramadan is a month that now we need to share also. You need to show sympathy, show kindness to the poor people out there. We will show kindness to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show kindness to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, Allah is watching you. Allah Ta'ala gave you that gift. Why did He give it to you? For you to waste it, for you to throw it away? No. He gave it to you for you to be of service to others, for you to help others. If you helping Allah's creation, you think Allah will abandon you? You think Allah will leave you? No. He will be there with you. He'll give you more, because this man is fulfilling the purpose. I gave him that and he's appreciating it. He's utilizing it for the purpose it was given to him. So this quality of sharing, will conclude with this one incident. One person had developed cancer and he went to Europe also for some treatment, but that nothing seemed to be helping him. There was no treatment that was helping his sickness. One day he happened to go to the butchery and he sees the butcher is throwing some pieces of fat away, and there's a lady taking the pieces of fat and she's trying to cut out small pieces of meat. So he asked the lady, Muslim lady also, what's the problem? Why don't you just buy the meat? You're taking this fat that's thrown away. So the woman said that I am a widow and my husband passed away, and so long now in my home there's no meat for us to consume and eat. So my children are crying, they want to eat meat. So I thought maybe I'll just get these few pieces, this few pieces of fat or whatever it is, and I'm just going to try and cook something for them to make them happy. So this person's heart melted. And then he said, and you know, there's so many people like that in our own society. You'll find people like that. You don't have to go very far. You'll just look around, you will find people like that. So he said to the butcher after that, so look, you know, whatever meat you want. He told the butcher, please give the lady whatever meat she wants. And in the future also, whenever this lady comes, any amount of meat she wants, you give it to her and I will pay the bill. And he had to do this year. And immediately Allah Ta'ala started giving him shifa. Immediately his sickness started disappearing. We thinking now that doctor, that hospital, my shifa is going to come from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When Allah is going to send that shifa down, he's going to guide you what to take. He's going to show you what to take. Man may just do on diet. He may just take some simple herbal product. He may have some lemon juice. You don't know what he will have. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when he wants to give the shifa, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will make it easily available for the person. So this month of Ramadan is a month for us to share. It is a month for us to care. Think about the poor people also. Remember, there are poor people. If Allah bless me with something, then it is my responsibility that I must share what I have. And also keep in mind the poorer people, underprivileged people, people have got nothing in their homes, they've got no groceries, nothing to make sehri with, nothing to make iftar with. Whatever is within our capacity, each person does what is within his capacity. You don't have to give millions and billions. Every person cannot afford that. Even if you're giving one date also too, don't ever undermine that. In the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it is appreciated and accepted. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.